They all go, and they only change the background. Toveren is to make magic.
Toveren.
Theo.
Ja.
Als ik hier nu op enter klik, heb ik toch een boodschap naar mezelf gestuurd?
Als je die.
Heb ik toch een boodschap
naar mezelf gestuurd? Heb je die string erin gezet?
Ja.
Je hebt al op enter gedrukt, dus.
Heb ik dat goed gedaan? Ja, toch? Dus het gaat toch naar mij? Dit is toch een boodschap aan mij?
Ja.
Van jou?
Ja.
Ja.
Michel, nou. Dat krijg jij allemaal te zien. Dus als je iets op wil schrijven wat je niet meer weet, dat schrijf je.
Wat ik ook kan doen, is met jou een telefoongesprek aangaan.
You know what happened in Holland? We have Ziggo. This is, everybody's with Ziggo, with television, computer and everything. And there is a group of people, the free, hoe noemden ze zich? De vrijdenkers, wie dat hebben gedaan, de cyberaanval.
Cyberaanval.
Op Ziggo.
Anonymous.
De Anonymous.
De Anonymous.
Dat zijn mensen, they are people, they know computers very well and all the programs. They flattened completely the whole computer and television system in Holland. Two times. And now there's a big story about it. But they said also the story, we want you to wake up because the Dutch government is not doing the right thing to you people. Wie bel je nu? Oh, Patapoe.
Ah,
oh, het is een radio.
And for your life.
Oh! Dat gaat niet goed. Dit moet eruit.
Are you sure?
Ja,
absoluut. Staat hier niet op automaat?
Nee, natuurlijk. De automaat ben ik.
Aha.
Oh, no, no, no.
No?
After this, I cannot eat anymore because I have to be sober for tomorrow. I have to go to the hospital tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, not eating for 12 hours.
You cannot eat now?
No, and the last quick one, that's why I made them. And then I cannot eat or drink anything anymore.
Yeah, that's not fine.
You cannot eat me all
lumpiatjes!
Ten sauce.
Lumpiatjes! You make lumpiatjes!
Yes, Titi, you make the lumpiatjes.
Betoverende schoonheid.
Ja, betoverende schoonheid kan also betoverend koken.
Jouw man heeft net lumpiatjes.
Ja. Nee, Titi's lumpiatjes.
Echt makkelijk!
10 meter.
Het is jouw.
Ja, I own it.
Luister, wij kopen die dingen niet, die maakt ze.
Ja, ja, tuurlijk. Ja. Niet zo moeilijk.
Het is gekomen, het is krankzinnig.
Ja. Ja, ja, ja. It's a crazy world after all.
Tjap.
Ja, wij vinden het een goeie wel.
Tjap, tjap, tjap.
En, voor mij
en. Ja,
you get one, you get the big plate.
Oh.
Ik heb er 3. Michel heeft er 2, want ik kan niet meer eten hierna.
Ik ook niet.
Dankjewel, wat dat gaat.
Dankjewel.
Zeker geen 3.
I was getting the box ready. I thought if Titi comes, we make
it's always. It's always one for the cat. One for the cat.
I always think of you.
Sorry, sorry. I'm not lean against it anymore. Yeah. Oh, great.
Lekker, hè?
It's always good on.
Ga in godsnaam zitten, want als je niet zit.
You cannot eat. Lekker, look me alive here.
Ga zitten. Ga hier zitten. Hier. Kijk. Titi gaat hier zitten, jij gaat hier zitten en ik zit in het midden. Ik hou
ja, het beeldscherm mag uit.
Ja, dat mag uit, maar.
Je beeldscherm uit.
Ik wil iets anders aan doen.
Ja, beeldscherm uit.
Ik wil niet naar Patapoe luisteren.
Luister je toch niet naar? Je luistert naar 538.
Nee.
Dit is Patapoe. Als je nu naar Patapoe luistert, zou je jezelf horen.
luistert niet naar wat ik doe. Zeker niet.
Lekker?
Ja.
Lekker.
Ja.
You want more? We can put it.
No, 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 I'm fine.
No, we have much. You can eat much as much you want. Big bowl.
En nu, dames en heren, live in Patapoos zijn we weer.
De nieuwe bonen
van 15 jaar.
Een bakje vol 100% real chicken.
Maar ja,
0% bones.
Daar is het tegenover. Een doekje zie reclame wel. Gratis en voor Nick.
Reclame altijd in de kerk. Overal hetzelfde, hè? Reclame. Alleen, oké.
Very nice, darling.
Ja, precies. Wat toch, hè?
Lekker,
hè? Hé, Keel.
No, I'm okay, darling.
We luisteren alleen maar naar reclame.
Nee, dat kan meteen.
Ah, het gaat beginnen.
We have no bread, darling.
Oh, no, it's true. We have to eat crackers. Tila?
Ja?
I bought. Same like flagship, one motorbike.
And you have to pick them when?
Tuesday.
I have to go
with Kelly, yeah? Because yeah. She's driving. I have to go by train first.
De tover en de schone. Sta mij toe. Je conversatie met je man te onderbreken. Sta mij toe. Michel wat foto's laten zien. Maar show Michel zijn foto's. Op de holiday op Portugal. Op mijn telefoon. We gaan een aansluiting maken. Telefoon computer. Ja,
goed. Wat doen, maar ik weet het wel.
chest. Golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I leave it all.
George has rock.
Now, we are the best radio for the boat in the Italian Rich Experience, straight from Gasper. Bam, ja wel, Gasper. Bam. You fucking Gasper, bam, Gasper, bam.
Dit is voor zo.
Gasper, dan Gasper, dan. Patapo, extra, extra, extra. Straight on Jimi Hendrix Experience.
I can't get no relief. Mr. Stanley, drink my wine. Come and take my earth. Learn what levels I want to mine. Nobody out in this world.
Thank you. actually look at that place. We still have a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but see, that would be hard. I still have that one. Yeah, I don't know.
Een bol sentiment en een bol jeugdverdien. Vooral jeugdverdien.
Ja, dit is
veel jeugd.
Dit is een nummer.
Ah, wat huilde.
En nou wonder.
Wat huilde wij. Wij huilden dat af. En nu smeren wij. Wij smeren onze toast.
Thank you.
so. Nog steeds Radio Paterboe. Nog steeds Gaspedaan. Nog steeds Plugin.
Zo was het ook weer. Darling, stairway to heaven. How to get the fucking heaven?
I don't know. Just be there, I suppose.
Ik heb de string naar je gestuurd, hè, van het wetenschappelijk programma, hè?
Ja, ja.
Ik ben het wel kwijt nu, hè, in de scherm, denk ik.
Ah, oh, stuur ik hem terug.
Ja, we moeten even doen. Ik weet niet wat er is gebeurd, maar de schermen zijn weg.
Nou, is goed.
Of ik moet even kijken. Scherm aanzetten. Hoi.
Darling, why do you want to keep this box?
They
have hole in the bottom.
Yeah, I know, but not for the screws. Okay. And this one has hole in the bottom as well.
Which one?
I hope not. Huh?
I don't know.
I put soap in it.
Very
well. Oh, that's why the soap comes out. Got holes in the bottom. Thank you, darling. Now I immediately realize that I did something wrong.
Taylor was a bit stupid, eh?
The one who did, the one who lost.
Putting holes in the drain.
Yeah.
You have to. I don't blame you, darling.
No, I know.
Claim it with the insurance
company. I'm worried about it.
Social welfare all around. With some network to keep the shine.
Junior is looking at the motorbike can be started. If that's possible, I go there and pick it up. Then we have the small motorbike for going in the city. You like it? Very easy. Very cheap.
And you can handle it, Titi? You can ride that bike?
Yeah, very soon.
Guy, this is something I found the bicycle and fell.
No, this is not a bicycle.
But you can do it. You can ride such a bike.
Yeah, oh, yes.
I can ride a car, I can ride the bicycle, but I cannot ride the horse.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You can ride a bike. I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Use this.
But I have the diving license here.
Yeah, that's something else, but you can ride it. The license is a whole different thing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I still got it.
Of course you have.
So, I put this one into under the muff. What was it in the muff of the race? What's that the under the muff of the race?
Likes this one. But the world quite likes this one. It doesn't work.
Still 6 o'clock.
How about some of my hair? I have to shampoo or not?
No.
Good?
No, it's good.
I only take shower.
Yeah.
Only 1 hour shower, okay? No more, normal.
Yeah.
As my hand on the holidays, eh?
If anybody wants to go to doing now?
You go have your shower. Yeah.
Moet je naar het toilet, want als dit hier erop gaat, kan je niet meer, hè? Dan moet je de tuin in.
Mag ik in de bad?
In de bad?
Moet je naar beneden halen?
Ja.
Oké, doe het.
Dit is nog steeds Radio Potapo. Dit is een vreemde uitzending bij de buurman. Af en toe versta je er niks van. Soms begrijp je alles. Het is een soort live verslag van verslagenheid. Ja. Ik denk dat is wat het is. Het is verslagenheid. Het is een soort totale verslagenheid.
Be careful, it's hot, eh? Beginning, eh? You know how it works, eh? The thermostatic cap.
Als je melk. Je meent het.
Ja, het is goed voor de helft. Dat moet je echt doen hoor. Moet jij vast melk?
Nee, dankjewel. Nee, ik ben een beetje curieus. Wat staat er nu op de achtergrond te wachten? Watch building. Ah, oké.
This is the scientific program.
Ja. And it will resume where we took a left off. Yeah.
You want to listen to it?
In the background?
No, not in the background. You have to listen or not.
No, not.
Because it not. Sounds like this.
Not. I quite like it, but... it's good. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
This process is artificially simulated in particle accelerators. When matter is created, antimatter is created simultaneously.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Full screen.
We can study their properties. The quantum state of particles and antiparticles can be interchanged by applying the charge conjugation to Kelvin and time.
Cannot handle the speakers.
To clarify,
the amplifier, this.
Of course, they're handled by the amplifier.
No. This is coming out of the computer. No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Windows 8? Did you have you upgraded to Windows 10?
Windows 10. Vista. Zit er nog steeds.
Ah. You do this with Vista. Okay. Yeah, well.
Oh, now I know what happens.
Blow your mind with something else.
No,
this is better for boycotting Vista all the time. All the way. Let not ever enter a priority-owned system in your home.
Back and forth between one and the other. This has significant consequences.
Like a fucking wasp. In your bedroom.
From a perspective, every instance of C has an anti-C. This explains the missing symmetry or antimatter and is closely related to the The unperturbed time T in the uncertainty principle.
Can I have a banana?
For
the flies you think.
Similar as observed in neutrons, our personal experience of time or interval of the current moment reaches its threshold when C is cancelled out by its anti-C. C's interpretation of this single self-annihilating moment is framed within an abstract arrow of time. If we then want to define interaction and look at the basic properties of the wave-particle duality of quanta, all interactions would consist of interference and resonance. But since this isn't enough to explain the fundamental forces, we are required to use different models. This includes the standard model which mediates the dynamics of the known subatomic particles through force carriers, and Einstein's general relativity.
Good stuff, good stuff. Yeah, put it on full screen and leave it there. Please.
But not the radio?
This. Not this. You have to switch off amplifier. Switch off amplifier.
Amplifier is off. It comes from somewhere else.
Okay, switch off this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And now switch on this one.
Which describes macroscopic phenomena such as the orbits of planets, which follow a curvature or ellipse in space and a helix in space-time. But Einstein's model of space-time doesn't hold up on quantum
full
models,
screen.
And the standard model needs additional
force
to explain the origin of mass. Without success, a unification of both models or theory of everything has been subject of much research.
Oh, got it.
Quantum mechanics is merely mathematical descriptions,
theory
and their practical implications are often counterintuitive.
And the
classical concepts such as length, time, mass, and energy can also be approached with similar descriptions. By building on de Broglie's equations, we can substitute these concepts with abstract vectors. This is a probability-oriented approach towards the basic and already existing concepts in physics that allows us to unify quantum mechanics with Einstein's relativity. De Broglie's equations show how all reference frames are quantized, including all matter and all energy. Particle accelerators have demonstrated that matter and antimatter are always created simultaneously. The paradox of how reality can emerge from abstract building blocks that annihilate each other can be explained by using these quanta as the frame of reference. Simplified analogy, we need to look at things through the eyes of a photon.
Cannot hear it.
The reference frame is always a quantum and defines how space-time is quantized. When it increases or decreases, space-time increases or decreases as well. This is reflected in quantum mechanics as the mathematical description of the probability amplitude of the wave function, or in Einstein's relativity as time dilation and length contraction. For a quantized frame of reference, mass and energy can only be defined as abstract probabilities. Or if we want to be more concrete and establish a mathematical framework, as vectors which can only exist when we assume an arrow of time. They can be derived as resonance and interference with the reference frame, which defines the minimum units or space-time constant C, equivalent to the constant of Planck in quantum mechanics. Experiments show
C,
how conversion of matter into energy
not Planck,
into
it's
antimatter
the speed of light,
299.543. What seems to be
constant
is the ratio between opposite vectors in terms of distance and time,
C is constant.
Matter and antimatter, mass and energy,
and the equation of Planck as well.
This is the reason for the symmetry or conservation laws in physics, or why at the speed of C, time and space are zero due to length contraction and time dilation. A consequence is the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which states that physical properties such as position and momentum cannot be
measured.
In a sense, a single particle is its own field. This does not explain our sense of continuity, where C cancels itself out within its own required interval. But when these vectors are exponentially amplified or accelerated relative to and within the abstract arrow of time, the underlying mathematical algorithms, also describing the fundamental forces, can bring about a consistent reality and have abstract building blocks. This is why the harmonic motion equations are used in many fields of physics involving
Einstein's
equivalence
is
This can be illustrated with a logarithmic spiral curve being reduced to a helix curve by the reference frame, making objects spin and move in orbits. Visually simplified, two amplified or growing apples will be interpreted to attract each other when observed by an amplified reference frame, as the size seems unaffected. The opposite occurs with interference. In a simplified analogy, the increase or decrease in the size of objects as we get closer or further away is determined by the shift in vectors of the reference frame, similar to how a radio homes in on different waves to pick up radio stations.
So this is how you dance.
The influence of gravity.
This is Radio Patapo teaching dance.
In essence, independently of the reference frame, there are no fundamental forces. All interactions within our abstract continuity can be mathematically derived through interference and resonance as long as the ever-changing quantum being
like the 22nd of August in 2015. We're watching Series A.
Advertising.
It's the limit of patapo, 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 the awakening.
The fluctuating minimum unit or quantum,
continue,
the frame of reference, is taken into account. Experimental evidence includes the unseen effects in the standard model, where we can see the force effects, but not the actual force carriers.
So much. You know so little. You know so much. We see so little. There's always a balance between knowing and seeing. Where to care?
The consistent continuity of reality does
and where
not
to let go.
Quanta to have any specific sequence in time. A quantum is not subject to any notion of space or time and can occupy all of its possible quantum states simultaneously. This is called quantum superposition and has been demonstrated in experiments such as the double slit experiment
or
quantum teleportation, where every electron in the universe, for example, could be the exact same one.
doet hij nou? Ja, het is nog steeds Radio Paterpoel. Ik sta met mijn handen omhoog, ik weet niet waarom.
Ja, dat vraag ik me ook altijd af.
Theo die haalt iets uit de keukenkast. Is dat een granaat?
When a probability the information
is mijn huisarts. Ik zeg, wil je niet, waarom wil je niet hier in de huisarts in de suiker? Ik zeg, ik loop al in het AMC, moet ik ook nog een keer bij jullie lopen? Ik zeg tegen mijn huisarts, ik wil van mijn ziekte geen beroep maken. Begrijp ze meteen, ze zegt, oké.
Dus, en dan zegt de pensie, blijf aan de telefoon. Ja, je moet wel komen, hoor, want je bent er wel een risicofactor. En ik zeg, oké, dan kom ik een keer langs. Gaat ze daar alle papieren staan invullen?
Yeah.
Ja, kan ik ook wel. Maar zij moet die papieren inleveren, krijgt ze er geld voor.
Yeah. Een onderzoek gedaan.
Ja.
We can only have memories about the past.
Snap je? Dus ze krijgt een benijding. Ik ben toen naar de fysiotherapie gegaan. Die man heeft twee intakegesprekken van met me gehad in 3 uur. Ja? Kijk op de rekeningen van het ziekenfonds. Heeft hij daar zo'n €125 gerekend? Om alleen maar te vragen waar ik woon en wie ik ben.
Zo werkt het systeem. Dienst is een duur.
Dienst is toch geen dienst? Ik wil helemaal niet weten.
Voor jou is het geen dienst, maar voor de vraag aan de partij wel. De vraag aan de partij is geen overheid. De vraag aan de partij huurt een derde in uitvoert wat de overheid vraagt. En die zal altijd dit doen. Zo werkt het systeem.
Ja, maar daar heb ik niks aan.
Nee, heb jij ook niks aan. Daar heeft de overheid wat aan.
Heb ik nou aan mensen die hebben een papieren zitten in te vullen?
Het gaat niet om invullen van die papieren. Het gaat erom dat je
hier morgen ook
Radio Paterpoel ondersteunt.
Papieren weer in.
Als je kan aantonen dat je Radio Paterpoel ondersteunt, dan hoef je ook. Word je niet meer lastiggevallen?
Nee,
bewijs jij nou.
Ik wil die medicijnen hebben.
Ja, ik krijg je cadeau.
Nee, niet, want het zijn nog niet geregistreerd. Dus
nee, dan krijg je ze toch vanwege deze speciale tijd.
Dan moet ik me wel voldoen aan de administratieve toestand. Ja, dan is het allemaal oké.
Doe maar. Dat doe dan.
Dat heb ik gedaan.
Nou, dan ben je toch verzekerd voor de rest van je leven.
Ik heb een extra ziekenfondsverzekering. Als er iets fout bij me gaat, doe ik alleen met mijn kaartje omhoog te houden. Ja. Iedereen helpt me.
Ja. Geregistreerd. En als ik wil, kan ik op mijn ogen de grens over. Dan doe ik gewoon een eye scan.
An important cosmological consequence is that the
Big Bang in plaats van de auto in de winkel al
terugrijdt. Wacht even. The past is a misconception. The traditional assumption of space-time.
What is a misconception?
A philosophical or theoretical statement. But an inherent consequence of all matter and energy being quantized. The formula shows how life and death are abstract constructions of C. State of particles and antiparticles can be interchanged by applying the charge conjugation, parity, and time reversal operators.
Neutron.
To clarify, if a physicist
plus minus
you are made of antimatter,
proton,
do experiments in the laboratory also made of antimatter, using chemicals and substances of antiparticles, he would find almost exactly the same results as his matter counterpart.
Ik heb dat soort naar binnen gehaald, hè.
Jij staat hier de vetste.
Proportional to their mass. very recently formulated
to study how
quanta suggestions are switching 3 trillion times per second.
3 trillion times a second.
That's a lot.
Shakes.
When we study the universe from a quantized frame of reference C, we have to take into account all experimental evidence that applies to quanta. This includes how matter and antimatter are created simultaneously in particle accelerators, and how mesons switch back and forth between
CERN.
This has significant consequences when applied to C. From a quantum perspective, every instance of C has an anti-C. This explains the missing symmetry or antimatter in the universe and is closely related to the arbitrary choice of emitter and absorber in the Wheeler-Feynman time-symmetric theory. The unperturbed time T in the uncertainty principle is the required time or cycle for quanta to exist.
Delta E, delta T is greater or gelijk aan R.
Our experience of time or interval of the current moment reaches its threshold when C is cancelled out by its anti-C. C's interpretation of this single self-annihilating moment is framed within an abstract arrow of time.
Let the sun arrow climb.
If we then want to define interaction and look at the basic properties of the wave-particle duality of quanta, all interactions would consist of interference and resonance.
Alas, one buco.
But since this isn't enough to explain the fundamental forces, we are required to use different models. The reference frame is off.
Oké, je luistert nog steeds naar Radio Paterpoel. We zijn bezig met de Awakening. Dit is Quantum Mechanics of the Human Brain and Consciousness. Be aware, it might change your life completely. How to double your brain power on Radio Paterpoel.
The title of this session is Doubling Your Brain Power, and this is perhaps the most exciting session that we've had the opportunity to talk about, and it's based on our understanding and based on our discovery that every human being is born as a genius. Every single one of us has enormous untapped reserves of creativity, which we habitually fail to use. And the purpose of this session is to explain to you some of the aspects of your own creativity and show you how to get far, far more out of yourself. We know that in terms of goal setting, in terms of planning for the future, in terms of our aspirations for our income and things that we want to accomplish, that we can never have any more than we have today simply by sweating harder. The old days where the basic rule was that you worked harder and harder and you hammered away, and if you weren't getting
voor het niet vergeten, je kunt op Radio Paterpoel ook abonneren.
And today we know that we live in a totally creative world. And that everything that we have today is as a result of the efficiency with which we use our minds.
Unclick.
And that everything that we have tomorrow is going to be as a result of how we use our creative capacity.
Do it fast forward.
The amount of creativity we use is very closely connected to our self-concept and to our attitude toward ourselves as creative persons. Every child is born through
creativity.
As a matter of fact, in some of the studies they've looked at, 95% of children tested between the ages of 2 and 4 test out as highly creative. Highly creative,
get rid of the
imaginative,
screen.
They're innovative, they're curious, they have tremendous capacities for abstract
just
reasoning and for creating
it
imaginary images.
Fills
testing the same children
with
at the age of 7 years,
it's
they test out at only 4% creative. In the period between
it's
the early years and age 7, children are continually discouraged over and over again from being creative, innovative, and letting their imaginations run rampant. Children are continually told that that's foolish or that's silly or you have to color between the lines or don't touch that, smell that, taste this, get into that. And children learn at a deep subconscious level that it's not smart to get off of the beaten track. It's not smart to try to look or touch or taste or feel things that mommy and daddy don't approve of. The wonderful thing about creativity is that it's subject to another law, which we call the law of use. The law of use simply says that with any human faculty, we either use it or lose it. The creative faculty, however, is never totally lost. What happens is that it goes underground and becomes a latent talent or capability of the human mind, and that we can begin to use our creativity again any time in life that we so decide. The purpose of this course is to show us how to trick it, how to stimulate it, and how to get far more out of it.
It just
in fact, it's been said that...
It just fucking did it, man.
There's a book by Richard Egg Field Theory, an uneducated... that somehow creativity is something that only scientists and artists and musicians and painters have, or poets or writers. The fact of the matter is that creativity is a very simple concept. And to boil it down to its simplest words is that all creativity is simply a way of improving on the existing way of doing things. Every creativity is an improvement. And to the degree to which we have the ability to find ways
right,
to improve the way that we do things in any area,
yeah, bro.
We are creative individuals.
And move
the more
it,
we
move
use
it,
our
move
creativity,
it.
Like the more we use a muscle, the more of it we have. Another characteristic of this superconscious capability or this superconscious mind is that it has access, when it computes for us, it has access to all data stored in our subconscious mind, and it has the ability to discriminate between valid and invalid data. In other words, when we program a goal or a problem into our subconscious minds and ask the subconscious mind to solve it for us, the subconscious mind passes it on to the superconscious capability. The superconscious capability, when it computes and calculates to solve the problem or give us ideas to help us move toward our goal, has the ability to take all of the data that we have taken in the course of our lifetime and stored in the subconscious mind and sort out from that data what is valid and what is true and discard the rest when it computes. That's why whenever you get an idea, whenever you get one of these flashes that come into your mind that answers a question perfectly, you will find that in every single case the answer is correct in every detail. Another characteristic of this superconscious capability is that help us move toward goals, no matter how perfect the very first time. Finally, the basic operating principle of the superconscious mind is this. Any thought, plan, goal, or idea held continuously in the conscious mind must be brought into reality by the superconscious mind. Any thought, plan, or goal held continuously in the conscious mind must be brought into our lives, into our experience, and into our reality by the superconscious mind, whether positive or negative. And this is why it is so extremely important for us to always keep our mind focused on what we want to happen, and to talk and think and visualize and imagine only that which we desire to come into our lives. Goal or idea held continuously in your conscious mind must be brought into reality by the superconscious. The only question is, do you have the discipline and the control and the perseverance and the persistence and the determination to hold your goal, your ambition, your aspiration clearly in your mind long enough for it to come into reality?
I can do that.
You have to do, and everything
Radio Patapu is with you, helping you along the way. Self-fulfillment. Man, this is what you do. Watching. Okay. Hello.
A maelstrom of chaos and violence.
I think.
Stars gobbling up other stars. Black holes eating up entire star systems. Galaxies colliding with other galaxies.
The universe is a hostile place.
You are blowing up a star. There's no way to describe that kind of energy.
The hidden mechanism controlling these phenomena. Orbits.
If you understand all possible orbits, you understand the dynamics...
Can you cut out the faces? Just leave the picture.
And tear it all apart.
Extreme orbits mean colliding galaxies.
Yeah, I know her.
It's got the faces.
Extreme orbits, masters of life and death in our universe.
Oh, these leaders.
They are just scientists who took it upon them to tell it to
this is our people. Solar system. 8 planets, more than 150 moons, billions of space giant whirling disk 10 billion miles across. It's been this way for 4 billion years. Everything moves round in an orderly fashion, serene and stable. But our solar system is unusual. Elsewhere in our universe, orbits are nothing like this. They're unstable, chaotic, even destructive.
Even in the nearby universe, we see incredibly violent examples of orbits. Giant planets that hurtle in toward their stars. We see shockwaves of thousands of degrees perpetuate through the atmosphere.
There are planets that dip right over the surfaces of other stars. Huge stars orbiting each other. Multiple orbital systems where there's just chaos and entire objects can be kicked out of the system.
Stars gobbling up other stars. Black holes eating up entire star systems. Galaxies colliding with other galaxies. That's the norm.
Earth is an oasis of water and warmth. Life flourishes because of how we orbit the sun. Earth's orbit is almost circular. We stay about the same distance from the sun all year round. The temperature here is relatively constant, and Earth's orbit has been stable for the past 4.5 billion years. Without this stability, we would not exist.
To create DNA out of the oceans takes hundreds of millions, perhaps even a billion years. And for that stability, you need circular orbits. And so without the stability of the solar system and the Earth's orbit, there's no life on Earth.
We owe everything to Earth's orbit. We get a gentle ride. In an otherwise violent universe, we've hit the orbital jackpot. Yet chaos is never far away. Even within our solar system, there are extreme and violent orbits where life could never survive. Mercury, the closest rock to the sun and the smallest planet in the solar system. Its orbit stretches into an oval shape. At its furthest point, Mercury is 43 million miles from the sun.